up in the sky. Look, it's captivating. It's energizing. It's Alliance's Heroes. Alliance's is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups, where our heroes in business align. Now, here's your host flying in, David Kogan, founder of Alliance's.
Oh my God, I'm bouncing off the wall today with who we've got coming on the show. Let me tell you later on, we've got, are you ready? He started working on an oil rig to become the CEO of the iconic brand Calvin Klein, who's been doing it for 17 years. And he grew it to $8 billion. Later on, Kira Golden, the founder and CEO of Direct Source Wealth. Make sure you go to directsourcewealth.com/hero. And thank you, too, for the feedback we continue to have from having the producer of the Jobs movie on. Make sure you go to alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com, the only place where entrepreneurs align. All right, you ready for this? What's one of the top date night things to do? Well, of course, dinner and a movie. But what about combining those two and being the first in the industry to roll that out with first-run movies? Believe it or not, we've got Brian Schultz. Are you ready? The founder and the CEO of Studio Movie Grill. You could reach him at studiomoviegrill.com. Brian, how in the world did you come up with this concept and be the first to roll it out?
Well, you know, I loved acting. I grew up acting. As a matter of fact, some of my friends became movie stars as I grew up in Southern California. But we grew up with a humble beginning, and I couldn't really afford to go to the movie theater. So I loved the concept of going to a movie theater. But it always struck me when I would put out my hard-earned money that the floors were sticky, the sound was just okay, the chairs were uncomfortable, the concessions were super expensive, and there was no hospitality there. Nobody really cared if I came or not. It was a bunch of surly teenagers. So just in the back of my mind, the idea started to form of what would this be like if it was really a great experience. And then one time as a young guy, I heard a bottle of beer just roll from the very top of the theater all the way to the front. And then I started thinking about, wouldn't it be great if you could actually get a beverage, have a full meal? And the idea started coming together a little bit.
Well, you got to thank that person, whoever snuck that bottle of beer in, because look at what it launched. I mean, you're in how many cities now?
We're in 14 cities, 9 states. What's probably just as exciting is we're opening hearts and minds one story at a time, which is our purpose, with about 13.5 million people in 2018.
In fact, your company is also an Inc. 5000 company for the third consecutive year. And you do a lot to support the community. In fact, your community outreach is unique or different. Talk to us about how that is and what you've done.
We don't even think about it as community outreach in particular. We think about it as having a conscious model. So the purpose of Studio Movie Grill is opening hearts and minds one story at a time. And we think of ourselves as a platform for creating a positive wake in the world. And we do that for all our stakeholders, which include the community, our vendor partners, our team, our guests, and then, of course, our investors that kind of fuel this whole journey.
In fact, you're also, you mentioned, you're a member, though, of the Conscious Capitalism Board. How does conscious capitalism, though, make an impact into what you're doing?
Well, you know, it usually is uncovering this kind of philanthropic concept of doing good in the world. But the way that it does is help us provide a framework so that we can leverage what we already want to do. So charity is one thing, and that's great, but how can you create a sustainable model, which you can actually do more and have a bigger impact on the entire ecosystem? So it's not a give and take type relationship, but it's actually a virtuous cycle that makes everybody better. So that's what I've loved about conscious capitalism. And then the other part that's been great is I always thought that I was kind of alone, and I found my tribe who kind of thinks in a similar way. So we're trying to create this platform that allows a lot of different companies to, you know, do well while doing good, which is awesome.
I think it's amazing what you're doing. And you're listening to me, David Kogan, host of the Alliance's Hero Show. Make sure you go to alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. The only place where entrepreneurs align, because we're talking with Brian Schultz, the CEO, co-founder Studio Movie Grill. You can reach him at studiomoviegrill.com. All right, Brian, tell me, though, the secret of the success. Tell me about the secret of the popcorn that you have that makes it so good to go.
Well, popcorn is one thing, but the idea started off with, you know, how can you really create this platform that combines watching a great movie, the best sound, picture, and comfort with really great meals while you do it. So it kind of started off with warm beer and frozen chicken tenders, and that was really cool. And then we started to develop. So when I moved to Dallas, I figured, who's the very, very best at hospitality? Who's the best in the restaurant business? And I came to the name of a guy named Norman Brinker from Brinker International. He had Chili's, Steak and Ale, Maggiano's, and some of those brands. And I just reached out to him, and he ended up mentoring me. And what his big focus was how do you create hospitality and how do you create a great culture? How can you really care about your people so they can be your secret weapon? And that Studio Movie Grill's secret weapon is really the hospitality and quality of the team that we've been able to assemble that love what they're doing and love being servant leaders and making the world you know, a better place as they're doing it.
Brian, how do you decide, though, what state to go into next, the states that you've decided? What drives that?
You know, we have a very contrarian view on that. We like to go to cities that need a spark, that really want Studio Movie Grill to be there. So a lot of times we're just reacting to demand from whether it's the local government, local individuals, or there's just a big area that doesn't have a great movie theater. So we try to look at ourselves as a movie theater, but more a community gathering place where we become that hub for discussion and perspective. So that's how we pick the locations. Some of them are where I've lived in the past when I used to work in the political arena. Some of them are where my close friends end up living. So we kind of spread them out that way. So we enjoy going there when we come in. Some of them, to be quite honest, are in underserved communities that need someone to take that first step. And then a lot of the other companies can follow so we can change a whole community's economic landscape, as example did maybe Upper Darby in Pennsylvania or maybe South Chicago in a city called Chatham.
Wow, very interesting. So, Brian, though, tell me, too, what kind of secrets do you have for those, though, that have a dream and want to create something like you have and made an impact, especially in such a fun industry?
Yeah, I mean, some of the secrets it always for me started with a plan, and never giving up is part of it, too. So the plan that I did, which was pretty silly, and I'll give a shameless plug for a program called My Business Plan Pro. It helped me kind of form the idea and get it into a framework that was fundable and executable. So I like to break things down into small steps, and I like to get wins every day. And if we don't get a win, if we get a step back, just wake up the next day and just make it happen. So if you go with this plan and get the formation together, you'll kind of figure out what you're actually trying to do, what you're trying to give. And if you're always giving something that's valued by the guest, consumer, customer that you're working with and the employees that you want to work with, then it starts to form into an idea that actually has some legs.
Well, definitely, Brian, excellent advice. I can't wait till you and I go to a movie this weekend. Boy, you create hospitality and culture without a doubt. You entertain so many with the cinema dining concept, but also give back and serve the ones who need it most. With that, Brian Schultz, you're a hero, founder, CEO, Studio Movie Grill. Make sure you go to studiomoviegrill.com. And when we return, the CEO of Calvin Klein.